Hello, this is Neil Kelly, Orange County's Register of Voters, and welcome back to our podcast for the June election. I should say welcome back. This is our first podcast for the June elections, 2010. And with me today are Brett Rowley, our Community Outreach Manager. Brett, howdy.
Hello.
And Imelda Carrillo is our Election Services Manager. Imelda, hello.
Hello.
So we want to talk about our poll worker recruitment. Now, today's a good day to do that because we're 74 days out from the election. This is when we're really starting to kick in high gear to be able to recruit poll workers. And we released a news feed yesterday regarding our new Orange County Register ad campaign. We'll talk about that more in a second. That is talking about our need for poll workers. Now, Brett, you and I were just a couple of minutes ago hearing the phone sort of ring off the hook because we had some news outlets pick up the story
right
about our need for poll workers. Why don't we talk a little bit about that?
Right. Well, we had already set up a new line for the Register ad campaign that we had done, and the news media picking up on the news feeds actually threw a switch into it, a nice one, because the phone started ringing more.
Right.
Because the television story picked up on
KCAL. Which is great, and it's been running all day.
Right,
right, right. And I think we're going to see this continue because, as we've talked about quite often, June is the most difficult to recruit for.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, and the reasons for that are pretty simple. People are doing vacations, they're doing graduations, they're doing weddings, all sorts of things that they don't necessarily do in the fall, right? Doesn't mean they don't occur, but...
Right. The timing is much better.
Yeah, not as much in the fall. So, Imelda, let's talk a little bit about our need and how many total poll sites we're going to have. We're going to have just shy of 1,200 sites, let's say. We're still working on some issues. But the total amount of poll workers we're going to need is approaching 6,000.
About 6,000, correct.
Yeah. So where are we at today? I mean, we're looking at the numbers, but let's tell everybody out there where we're at right now.
As of right now, we've recruited 729 poll workers. That number is, with the media marketing mix that we have out there, it's increasing. In comparison to last year, we weren't close to this number. So,
right, it's actually good
for a June election. We're on a good start.
Exactly, it's actually a very, very positive sign. Even though, you know, there was a story yesterday, and I was reading, one of the media outlets picked it up, and they said, Orange County short 5,000 poll workers. Well, that's true as of right now. We are, but we're on track. We're doing well. We just need to continue this pace.
Correct, correct. And I think all the media, like Brett said, the story that was picked up by KCAL9 is going to definitely help us, and we're on the right track. We're a step ahead as in comparison to where we were in June of 08.
Right, exactly. So back on the Register campaign, you're going to see a lot of our messaging out there in many different outlets. Not only the Register, but we're out there at community events. We are doing direct mail. We're doing telephone, all sorts of things to reach out to citizens in Orange County to come please help us and volunteer. But here's the thing. And this is what our messaging is really focusing on, is a lot of people don't realize you're getting paid for this. You know, they hear the word volunteer, and sometimes I think they have a different connotation to that, and that is I'm giving up my time but not getting anything in return other than certainly value and community service and those kinds of things. But you get, you know.
You get a small stipend, you know, it's quite interesting the number of the reaction that we get from new volunteers. Oh, I get a stipend.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
It's fun. It's good to hear.
And you can earn up to $130. I think that's something we should put
correct
out there. Depends on the position that you volunteer for. But, you know, it's a long day, but at the end of the day, you're still getting some money and you're being a part of your community and volunteering and doing good work for the community. So remember, 6,000 volunteers. You can find all the details at ocvote.com or give us a call here in Orange County at 714-954-1901. We'll be glad to help you out. And I actually should add one other website to that. If you go to ocvote.com/volunteer, that's even a quicker way to get in there and volunteer for this work. Thanks again. We'll talk to you real soon. Stay tuned to these podcasts.